Thank you so much, Ciampa. Wow. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Bob, for the leadership of this great American city. Thank you for those really stirring words. And thank you for pointing out that when we are working together, when we are not divided, when we are united, there is no limit to what we can achieve. And that's what you stand for. I want to thank Bob Henriquez and Congresswoman Kathy Castor and all the elected officials. And mostly, I want to thank all of you for being with me today. And I stopped at the overflow room before coming in. There are about 300, 350 people there. And I hope they can hear me because we tried to set it up so they could, because as you can tell, we couldn't put them in here. But I cannot be happier to be back in this extraordinary city, this county, this part of Florida, which is really all about the future. And that's what this campaign is all about. And, you know, when Bob was talking about the woman who was at the debate last night with her five children, you know, it was really a touching moment. But then after it was over, she came up and brought her children to meet me. And she proudly introduced all of them to me. And she told me through an interpreter how well her children were doing in school. And then she said, they are even taking violin lessons. And I think any parent could just feel the pride that emanated from her and her deep commitment to her children and their futures. And Bob is absolutely right. You know, I'm running for president to break down all the barriers that stand in the way of anybody fulfilling his or her potential. You see, I think we realize America's potential when we make it possible for every American to actually achieve his or hers. And there are a lot of barriers. I'm aware of that. I see them. I have been fighting against them my entire adult life. We've made a lot of progress together. But we have a ways to go before we can honestly say barriers of economic challenges, educational problems, healthcare disparities, other kinds of discrimination and bigotry that too often hold people back. We have to take it all on. And I am committed to doing everything I can as your president and working with all of you to do just that. You know, creating good jobs, more good jobs, with rising incomes is one of the fastest ways we can knock down barriers. If people feel like they're getting ahead and staying ahead, that really lights a fire under our country. People feel like they can make it. And so what I've done in not just this campaign, but going back many years, is to look for ways we can create more jobs. And one of the reasons I wanted to come to Tampa today to talk about creating jobs is because that's exactly what you're doing. But you need a president, and frankly, you need a governor who want to help you create those jobs. So, you know, we've got to do more to bring back manufacturing jobs. We have to do more to create small businesses and help them grow. And most of our jobs come from small businesses. And the fastest growing small businesses are headed by minority and women who are grasping for the American dream. And we have to do much more to make sure women get equal pay for the work that we do. But let's just focus for a minute on two big areas that would be important here in Tampa and throughout Florida: infrastructure and climate change, right? Now, I know how important the port is to this city and the entire area. It supports 80,000 jobs, good jobs. where people can really make a commitment to themselves and their families to do better. 10,000 trucks a day go in and out of that port. That shows you how much commerce is happening in this really strategically placed American city. But we have to do more to make sure Tampa stays a center for goods coming in and out. So I was thrilled about the I-4 corridor that made it possible for that kind of commerce to go back and forth. And I was really disappointed when your governor sent back $3 billion for infrastructure. You know, a high-speed rail system from Tampa to Orlando would be amazing for this area. I mean, that would increase tourism, it would increase commerce, it would increase the opportunity for people to go quickly back and forth. It makes absolutely no sense, especially when we know that we're going to have to do high-speed rail if we're going to have a competitive economy in the 21st century. And if we're going to do more to fight climate change by getting more cars off the road and more passengers into high-speed rail. So if I'm fortunate enough to be your president, we're going back to the drawing boards and we're going to look for ways to build the port, to build high-speed rail, and we're going to have to pay attention to what's happening with the widening of the Panama Canal. That may seem far away, but as bigger and bigger ships go through, we're going to have to make sure this port is ready to receive them. That's also an investment in infrastructure. Now, you know, some people say, well, you know, I mean, there she goes talking about infrastructure again. And it's true, right? The reason we were dominant in the 20th century included having great infrastructure. Now our roads, our bridges, our tunnels, our ports, our airports, we're falling behind. You're making some improvements to the airport here in Tampa, but a lot of other places are really falling apart. It is not possible to remain economically competitive in a very competitive global economy if we don't have the infrastructure we need to move people and goods quickly from place to place. So right here in Tampa, in front of the mayor, I want to tell you, if I'm your president, we're going to make investments in this port. We're going to go back and look at high-speed rail. We're going to do everything we can to create more good jobs. And I am proud to have the support of the building and trades unions in this country who will be put to work along with millions of other Americans. And then the best way for us to combat climate change is by clean, renewable energy jobs. You know, I don't think you move into the future by fighting about things that happened 20 and 30 years ago. That's why I am rolling out a comprehensive, dynamic, forward-looking jobs program that really does focus on how we put people to work right here in our country. And the things about infrastructure and clean energy, those jobs can't be exported. They've got to be done right here in Florida, in America. Now think about the opportunities. You know, there are so many opportunities here in Florida for clean, renewable energy. And again, now I was told your governor sent out a directive telling everybody who works for the state not to use the words climate change. Is that right? I mean, you just gotta shake your head at that. I mean, that is like the Republicans, including your senator that you referenced earlier, Bob, who when they're asked, well, what do you think of climate change? They say, well, I don't know. I'm not a scientist. Now, I've been going around the country saying, there's a way to cure that. Go talk to a scientist and actually listen to a scientist. Or maybe go down to Miami Beach one day when now high tide is flooding the streets. Or maybe go talk to some of the water systems in Central Florida that are getting filled with salt water. You could actually make a tour of Florida and see some of the challenges we're already confronting because of climate change. It is the height of irresponsibility and neglect for anybody in a position of authority not to recognize that Florida will be the most at risk from climate change of any of our states. And you know, think about what we could do. We could begin right now doing much more on solar energy right here in Florida. It's a beautiful day in Tampa. There's a lot of sun. And Florida doesn't have as much solar power as states where it doesn't have as much sun, like Massachusetts, even New Jersey. I think last time I checked, had more capacity for solar power. That makes no sense. And people will look back. I hope they'll look back from a position of safety and a position where we can say, well, at least we finally got around to doing it and to doing what we needed to be resilient and mitigate the effects of climate change. But what were those people like Governor Scott and Senator Rubio thinking about? Did they not understand what we were facing as a nation? So I'll give you another pledge. As president, I will do everything I can to help Florida get ready for and deal with climate change and create more clean, renewable energy jobs. Honestly, you know, when I look at these young people back here, you know, every election is about the future, and it's much more about theirs or that little baby right there. Because if we don't do what we need to do, we won't be able to deal with a lot of the challenges we're going to confront. And that includes with health care. You know, I'm going to defend the Affordable Care Act, and I'm going to do everything I can to bring down the costs and to go after the predatory drug companies that are engaging in nothing but greed. Have any of you seen my ad about Valiant Pharmaceuticals? We just started running it. Did you see it? Good. I'll tell you why. It is an outrage. It shows me reading a letter. This happened at a town hall in Iowa. I was reading a letter from a woman who was at the town hall. She handed it to me. And she said, I don't understand what's happening. What can you do to help me? She's been taking the same drug since like the late 1980s. She takes 10 shots a month. When she started off, it cost $20 a shot. And that's the way it was for a really long time. Then this company called Valiant Pharmaceuticals bought up the little company that was making this medicine. There was no new money for research. Nothing that they were investing, they just bought the company. And then once they got a hold of it, they increased the price. And so this woman, at the end of last year, 2015, she went to her pharmacy to buy those same 10 shots and was told it would cost her $14,000. I'll tell you what, we are going to use every legal tool at the disposal of the federal government to prevent companies like that from getting away with the kind of financial greed that that represents. I'm also going to do everything I can to make sure every single child in Florida has a good teacher in a good school, regardless of the zip code they live in. And I want to start with early childhood education to help every child get prepared for school. And you know what? I am going to make college tuition for public colleges and universities debt-free so that you will not have to pay for it. But I want to spend your taxpayer dollars to send middle-class kids and working families' kids and poor kids to college debt-free. And I just disagree with my opponent's idea to give free college to everybody, including Donald Trump's kids and grandkids. Let's stay focused on where the problem is. And let's make sure we get the costs down, because tuition has gone up 42% in the last 10 years. So I'm going to put pressure on colleges and universities to scrub their costs. They should not be putting more burdens on hardworking families. And then we're going to get the debt you already have reduced dramatically. We're going to let you refinance at lower interest rates. We're going to let you move into a program where you pay it back as a percentage of your income. And we're going to have a date certain when you no longer have to keep paying your student debts if you've been paying on a regular basis. And I am going to put enormous pressure on these debt collecting agencies that are going after people, even people in the military. Folks serving at MacDill and other places are being dunned for more payments. We're putting them out of business. I am tired of that kind of pressure. And I don't think the government should be making money off of lending money to young people to get their education. We're going to change that too. Now, you know, in the next week, you're going to hear a lot from the Democrats and the Republicans. And I will say this, I've said it numerous times. Despite my differences with my opponent, I am proud of the campaign we've run, because we have focused on issues. And I'm running a campaign that talks about what results I can produce for you. The other side is running a campaign based on insults. And it is doing a grave disservice to our country. But I want you to listen to what they say, because they truly are going after every right that we've built up over the last 50 years. I want you to know where I stand. I will protect a woman's right to make her own health care decisions. Defend Planned Parenthood from the kind of political attack it's under. I will defend marriage equality. And I will do everything I can to end discrimination against the LGBT community. I will protect and defend voting rights from the onslaught of attacks in state after state, trying to limit the electorate, trying to make it difficult for people to vote. I will do everything I can to overturn Citizens United, a pernicious, corrupting political decision. I will do it by appointing Supreme Court justices who believe that Roe v. Wade is the settled law of the land and Citizens United needs to be overturned because it is disrupting our government. And I support President Obama's right completely to nominate someone to fill the vacancy on the Supreme Court. I will defend and promote Social Security, will not let it be privatized by the Republicans, and will look for ways to extend the Social Security Trust Fund and provide enhanced benefits for people who are really in need. Low-wage workers, widows who lose half of their monthly income when their husband dies. I will also work to reform the criminal justice system and end the era of mass incarceration and provide more opportunities to divert people from jail and prison. I will protect the men and women in uniform and support their families, because when someone serves, so does the family, and we have to take care of them. I will work to reform and improve the VA, but I will not let the Republicans privatize that either. And I will work for comprehensive immigration reform with a path to citizenship. And I will continue to stand up to the gun lobby, the most powerful lobby in Washington, D.C. We have got to do what we can to get common sense gun safety measures. And we can do it in accordance with the Constitution and to save lives. Now, can we save every life? I doubt that. But we are losing 33,000 lives a year to gun violence. So please join me in standing up and moving toward common sense gun safety reform. Now, I can't do any of that unless you help me. Now, we still have early voting in Florida, right? You can early vote today. You can go right from here and early vote. You can early vote Saturday and Sunday between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. And then, of course, come out and vote in the primary on Tuesday. Because I want to be a really strong candidate to take my vision and our views into a general election against whoever the Republicans nominate. You know, people ask me all the time, well, who do I want to run against? That's not for me to decide. But given what they've all said, I will take any one of them. My friends, join with me in this primary campaign. Get everybody you know out to vote. Join with me, and I will fight for you every day through this campaign. And most importantly, if I'm so honored as to be your president, I will get up every single day thinking about how I can knock down those barriers, how I can make it possible for any person, especially any boy or girl, to have a chance to live up to his or her God-given potential, and for parents to be able to tell their daughters, you can be anything you want, even President of the United States. Thank you all very, very much.